Zogt die Gemara on top of them Zion and Mabez. Itma. Koyin Shemez. A koyin that dies. Beniach ben chol. And the halacha is that if a koyin marries a grusha, the son is a chol. And the halacha is, believe it or not, Yechayv Pidi Rabban. It's not a koyin. Yechayv Pidi Rabban. So here, the case was he died and he left the ben chol. Rechis Domar ben chayv left his asmoy. Let me speak out something. That the difference is like this. If a koyin marries a grusha, his son is Yechayv Pidi Rabban, but it doesn't cost him any money. Why? He's mafres Pidi Rabban and he gives it to himself. He's a kohen, so no problem. He gives it to himself. So that's why, just important speak out, because it's a getting gemara. So itma, kohen shemeis nich ben chalav. Chist amah ben chayiv liftas asmai. The ben has to do pidin ben. He has to give it to a different kohen. Rava barav huna amah in chayiv liftas asmai. He does not have to be poida himself at all. So the gemara explains. Kohecha the meisav l'achash loyishim. If the father died after the chiyiv was chal, the kuliyam lepligid, the ain't ben chayiv liftas asmai. The ben's not chayiv. Why? It's ke'ilu, after 30 days, it became a chiv, and the father was zoich in the chiv, because he's a kohen.
Why shouldn't
it have to come from Yerusha? Because, what do you mean? Here, the father could give it to himself. So if the father, the chiv was called the father, no, it is. You make believe it. You make believe he did that. You make believe that's what happened. What? It's not a chiv. It's no chiv to anyone. It's chiv to himself. It's shaila if you have to make a hafrosha. Now, please bring a Gershom and Rashi, maybe if you have to make a hafrosha, if you had to make a hafrosha. Rashi's mashma, sorry, Zacha v'dayna, Rashi, the nami yoav av have a mafresh loy v'shokalim l'afshay. So it's mashma here, automatically, every 30 days, once the chiv is chal on the father, it automatically comes pata, because ke'ilu, he took it to himself, so you yoitza ready pidir aben. You ready yoitza pidir aben. That's the pshat. So after 30 days, kuyama, you're scot-free. He died within 30 days. Now it comes 30 days. Now starts the chiyuv pidyon aben. The father never zeich in the pidyon. Rabbi Avuna Amar Eina Ben Chayiv Liftes Atzmai. Why not? Amalei Osino Mikoyach Gavra LeMotzel Shtuna Dima Adai. I am coming from the koyach of my father, which you could never have been teveya any pidyon aben from him, because he's a koyin. Therefore, I don't have to give either. My whole thing is coming from my father. That's the taina of Rabbi Barav Huna. So the chalikas, it could be it's a more studying of chalikas how pidyon aben works. Is it the father's chiyuv or the kid's chiyuv? Because it sounds like here saying even after 30 days, really the father's chiyuv goes to him. And since he couldn't get any money out of his father, he can't get money out of his son. But that's the chalikas there. After 30 days, he parted. Before 30 days, that's the shaila. For 30 days, the shaila is, could you be teveyah money from the child? So, tomorrow, let's see what tomorrow says. Tchnan, look at the Mishnah. Nizgayra mo'yvedes kechavim. The Mishnah says, Nizgayra mo'yvedes kechavim. Nizgayra mo'yvedes kechavim. Nizgayra mo'yvedes b'chor l'koyin. The halacha is that if she this guy while she's mabaris, then she has a baby after she's a Jew. So that's called pet the rechem, and it's b'chol l'kayin, now b'chol l'nach. That's the Mishnah said. So here it says, b'chol l'kayin, v'may leimalei asina m'kayach gavra l'matzos l'shuzuni d'im ha'adei. Here's a case where she got pregnant from a guy. This is the shah we were talking about before. She got pregnant from a guy, and let her say, what do you mean? That you can never take money from the guy, the guy's not chayiv in any b'chor. So at the Gemara, shani b'chor, unless they chayis. Never count a guy, because a guy has no yichus, and it's like he's not here. So I don't really care about the guy, and therefore, you don't have to worry about the guy, and you go bust his own chiv, and therefore you could be teveya here. Mashenko is a kohen where there is yichus there, he could taina that I'm coming from a person that there's no, you couldn't do din with him. Don't talk about a vayta. Amar Rav Shimon Yesina, this is really just it'd be a psak halacha. It'd be like Rav Chista. Obviously, you know Rav Shimon Lakish. Koyin shemeis pesachos shloishim. He died with 30 days. V'niach ben cholol ha ben chay liftas tzatzmai. Why? Shlo zocha av v'vidyoyne. The father never got a chance to pesach the pidyon. Meis lachos v'vidyoyne. He died after 30 days. Ina ben chay liftas tzatzmai. Shlo zocha av v'vidyoyne. They already the father ready to chal the chiyuv, and therefore he was ready to zeicha this pidyon. Okay. Now we're going to go to explain the last thing in the Mishnah. The last case the Mishnah was we had it before in the Gemara already. If someone marries two people and doesn't have avchana in between. So the halacha is with Safek, he belongs to Reuven, he belongs to Shimon. Who's his son belong to? So what does it say in the Mishnah? He gets no pishnayim, right? No, they get pishnayim. He's a bechar lepetarechem, but he's not a bechar. Bechar lekayim, not for pishnayim. Does he get regular Rusha? Why does he get regular Rusha? Who's the father? We don't know who the father is. All the brothers say, "What are you doing? Not my brother. What are you talking about?" So let's see. He's not a bechar. He can't take the kapashit. What's going on? Let him go to each family. You know, Reuven, after he got divorced, he had a bunch of other kids, five more kids, and Shimon also had five more kids. So Reuven tells the Reuven's kids tell the guy, you know, this guy's name is Getzel. Tells Getzel, what are you talking about? You belong to Shimon. Shimon's kids say you belong to Reuven. So Getzel gets nothing. What's going on over here? The Gemara on the Yirmiya. So what's going on in our mission? Says, oh, no, no pishnayim. No pishnayim was nothing. It's saying no pishnayim means the next kid of Reuven and the next kid of Shimon. Getzel was enough to knock out the bechar to Reuven's next kid or Shimon's next kid. Which those kids sure get Yerusha. They just don't get pishnayim. Bachkamar. Bechar lekayin, he's bechar lekayin. This kid Getzel, va'ba acharav ain bechar lenachla. And he causes the one afterwards to not bechar lenachla. Right, the Gemara, let the child, let's say the oldest child of Reuven, the real, the vadi oldest child, get together with Getzel, and they make a deal. They say, go like this. V'lichtavu harashah la'adadi. Let them write a harashah to each other. And what does that mean? They write a harashah to each other, and they give each other power of attorney. And they go over to Reuven and say like this. They go over to Reuven's kids like this. If this guy gets the belongs to Shimon, then I'm the Bukhar, give me my money. Oh, I'm at the Bukhar, gets the Bukhar, give him the Bukhar. And Avar Shah says I'm a power attorney for that. So let him have Shah, get the money either way. He gets money, Manav Shah. If I'm the oldest, give it to me. Oh, he's the oldest? Okay, I have his power attorney now, give me the money also. Of course, he'll split it with the Getzel. That's to make a deal with him. But let him
take some of those gains, I think.
Get what?
No, he'll take half the pishnayim. He'll take half the pishnayim now. He's not going to do it. I can tell the Mishnah is not talking about cases of Arashah. We're talking about Arashah. So the Gemara, no, Mekumi Allah, come on, Arashah. We had later on the Gemara Zestai in the case of Arashah. So we could have Arashah. So the Gemara, Mesiyeh Lele Rabbianai. The Omer Rabbianai, Hukuru Levesayf Mis Arvu, Kais Marashah Zelazah. Rabbianai is a chiddush. The only thing we can write Arashah is that at one point there was a Vadai. But Loi Hukuru Levesayf Mis Arvu never was a Vadai. This guy Getzel never knew if he was getting Yerusha. He has no right to write Arashah. Ain't Kais Marashah Zelazah. The only time you have a right to write Arashah is that at one point there was a Chiyiv. And then it got mixed up. But if it never had a chiyuv, there's no right to write Hashah. That's what Rabbi Yani holds. So chalekas, it means only got pishnayim, only all bechar. But either way, Rabbi Yani has, you have to be a vadai to have Hashah. Zokta mishtavaita. Ezehu bechar l'nachla. V'lekayin. We just said cases of bechar l'nachla, not l'kayin, or l'kayin and not l'nachla. What's the case of bechar l'nachla and l'kayin? That means the kid, so of course that's a regular case. Someone marries and has a first child. But we will say a few cases where there's chidushim. One case is where the mother was ma'pela shpir mali mayim, gave a sack full of water, mali dam, mali gininim colors, ha'pelas kamin dogim, ha'gav mishgatz ha'ramasim. Only if it's ma'pela behema is it called a yitzira, it's called a child. Ma'pela shpir ma'bam. Also, if you have a nefel before 40 days, it's not called yitzira sevlad. All those cases, haba acharei, and the next child is a b'chala nachla v'lekayin. That's a case of b'chala nachla v'lekayin. Now we have a case where it's not a b'chala nachla and not a b'chala v'lekayin. What's that? Yoytze doifim v'acharav, shneim and a b'chala nachla v'lekayin. Someone, Isha has, the first baby is a cesarean. First baby is a cesarean. And the baby afterwards, and he had another baby afterwards, which is really a petarechem. The first kid is Yoytze Daifin, is no Bechar L'Nachla, and it's not a Bechar L'Kayin, because it's Yoytze Daifin, it's a Syrian. We'll see Bechar L'No Bechar L'Nachla, and the next child is not the firstborn, and it's not the first Petarechim, and those are not Petarechim. We'll see why, and they're more like Drashas.
That's not one kid is.
No kid Bechar L'Nachla. No kid.
The one who's C-section will be
it. No, he's not. It's the Miyat and that also. No, a C-section kid is no getting a pishnai. We're past like that, by the way. He says that we're gonna have a bechar and a bechar here. The first one bechar nachla because he doesn't hold the problem here today. And the second one is a petarechem, first petarechem, so it will be a bechar. So Gemara's explained the machlekes. What's Shai and Tanakama? Rishon lenachla loy v'yoldu loy beinot. It says the pasuk by pishnayim v'yoldu loy. So therefore, it has to be a leida, and here it's Yeretz Daifin. L'cham ishlam nami loy petarechem binam. This didn't come out of the petarechem, it came out of the Syrian. Petarechem binam. Sheini l'nachla loy, the second one, why is the second one binachla now? Because Reish is oino, it has to be your first child, it's not your first child, binam. L'cham ishlam nami loy, ayit petarechem. K'sova b'chor dov echle b'chor. Since it's not a b'chor for pishnayim, it can't be a b'chor for petarechem. That's what I'm talking about. Rav Shimon Oimer, Harisha Lenachlo, Shinecham Mishlom, what's Pshat? Shimon Tamed, Omar, Teled, there's a special passage by Meit Tumma Tahira, it says Teled, Rav Yitzhi Daifin, that's called a Leda, and therefore we'll get Pishnai in the first one. But Shinecham Mishlom, Kosovar, it's a Petarechem, and he holds Bechor, Lo Dava Echot, to have a Bechor. Even if it's a Bechor only for Petarechem, it's enough to be called Bechor. You don't also have to be Bechor for the oldest child in the family. You don't need that either. So it's enough just to be a Bechor of Petarechem. If he holds it, you have both Chiyuvim.